Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
It's 5 o'clock and time for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. There's plenty ahead during the hour, including Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now, Jeff Ishii with On the Farm, and more. Let's get going with a ride to the American countryside.
When Minnesota plays Iowa in football each year, the winning team will hoist a unique trophy for all to see. It's a trophy of a hog, and the story behind it is about a century old. I'll explain next on the American countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In 1935, the governors of Iowa and Minnesota wagered a champion hog on the outcome of that year's football game between the state's universities. Iowa lost, and Governor Herring selected a hog from Rosedale Farm in Fort Dodge, Iowa, to be delivered to Minnesota.
They decided, let's take this pig, and we'll walk it up to the state house in Minnesota, and they named him Floyd after Floyd B. Olson, the governor of Minnesota and the Rosedale Farm. So hence, we've got Floyd of Rosedale as the name of the pig.
Minnesota Governor Floyd accepted the hog, named after him, and perhaps at the time, the two figured they'd just wager that same live hog on future games.
The pig was sent off to southwest Minnesota, and he died like 6 or 7 months later because he had come down with some type of disease. So then they formed the trophy, and it's become legendary ever since.
So Floyd of Rosedale became a trophy that the two teams compete for every game since. The story was kept alive within David Flattery's family.
My mother used to drive us by this place as a kid. I grew up in Vincent. She said, that's where pig's from. And she was a Hawkeye.
Years later, when his mother passed, Dave was looking through his mother's items and noticed she had saved newspapers and memorabilia about the famous pig, Floyd of Rosedale from Fort Dodge. Many people had forgotten the story and its roots here.
I felt it was important to create this statue here as a legacy for that story, so that story never dies. As you see the plaque over here and everything else, it tells the story of Floyd of Rosedale.
The site of Rosedale Farm is now within the city of Fort Dodge. Today, the 14-foot-tall sculpture of Floyd of Rosedale is here at the corner of 10th Avenue North and 32nd Street. A destination for many football fans and a reminder of the rivalry between the two schools that has taken place for over a century. Traveling the countryside in Fort Dodge, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
1 million people. That's how many people go blind each year. Even more staggering, every 60 seconds a child goes blind. Yet 80% of these cases could have been prevented or treated. The only thing they lack is access to proper eye care. All it takes is about $100 to restore someone's sight and transform their life forever. For more information on See International or to donate, visit our website at seeinternational.org.
This is Agriculture Today.
With the shutdown delaying federal reports, USDA now rescheduling their November World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE report, to Friday, November 14th. And it's paired with the November crop production report. Agency said statistical publications were paused during the lapse in funding and outlined the new date in an Ag Statistics Board notice. Now, under USDA's normal calendar, the November WASDE would have posted earlier in the month. The updated timing, though, gives markets one consolidated snapshot of yield and demand just as harvest wraps and winter marketing plans are set. Why does it really matter, though? Well, that bundle will refresh U.S. and world balance sheets for corn, soybeans, and wheat. It's key for basis, hedging, and end-of-year cash decisions after October publications were disrupted by the shutdown's halt to many federal data releases. So we can expect heightened attention to export pace, South American crop starts, and feed residual tweaks as elevators and lenders recalibrate. Mounting losses for Chinese soybean crushers, though, exposing the financial limits of China's near-exclusive dependence on Brazil. It's a shift that could reopen doors for U.S. exporters. That's according to China market expert Dr. Fred Gell. Despite processing nearly 87 million bushels the week of October 24th, Chinese plants operating at negative margins as Brazilian import costs increase and soy meal and oil prices remain weak. Buyers have slowed their December through January purchases and are reportedly seeking relief through government reserves or cheaper U.S. cargoes. Dr. Gell notes that the rift has deepened into public frustration, with Chinese news outlets accusing Brazil of price gouging, claiming millions of bushels were left to rot at port after traders resisted inflated offers. Social media backlash reflecting the tension once aimed at Washington, now with comments calling Brazil treacherous and warning against over-reliance on a single supplier. For U.S. farmers, Gell says the moment bears watching. He says if Chinese buyers regain access to competitively priced American soybeans, could lift Gulf and Pacific Northwest basis levels heading into 2026. And speaking of that, water levels along the Mississippi River have fallen to historic lows again this year, and it's throttling barge traffic, raising freight costs just as the Midwest harvest hits full stride. Gauges at St. Louis and Memphis near record lows, forcing towboats to run lighter and with fewer barges per tow. So for farmers moving corn and soybeans to export channels, it means slower flows, higher freight, and weaker local cash bids. Consumers kept paying for quality. And certified Angus brand or CAB brand delivered another powerhouse year. CAB sold 1.2 billion pounds globally as retail beef averaged $8 per pound, U.S. beef demand hitting a 40-year high. Supply also stayed tight as certified carcasses fell 2.9%, yet ranchers still delivered 5.7 million qualifying carcasses and an acceptance rate of nearly 38%. It's Agriculture Today.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
CJ Country's bringing you news you can use down on the farm. Up next, we join Max Armstrong and the Farm Progress America Report after this short break.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property. property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. The Renewable Fuel Standard has been a cornerstone of America's biofuel industry for nearly 20 years. It sets annual blending targets for ethanol, biodiesel, and renewable diesel. But when refiners receive waivers from those blending requirements, it undercuts those targets, hurting demand. I'll have more when we come back.
On the next Plan Smart, Grow Smart, we're going to hear from Michigan farmer Jeff Schluckbeer. I asked him why he believes in using fungicides.
We've seen almost every year, especially in the last couple, where fungicides at the very least always gets you your money back. It always returns your investment. So with more disease pressure that we're seeing in this area, I'd say even the smallest of margins, you can see a benefit by spraying those fungicides on almost all of our crops.
Well, what kind of weed pressures do you get here?
So we're starting to get a little more of a diverse weed pressure here. That is something else that's coming up from the south.
Will you take a little bit of a weed challenge out there? Will you accept that?
We don't. We take pride in delivering a clean crop to the elevator. And then on top of that, if you let it go 1 year, it's going to be twice as bad the next year.
Join our conversation with Jeff as we plan smart and grow smart together. See it on the next This Week in Agribusiness. Or visit plansmartgrowsmart.com for more information.
Over the years, the Renewable Fuel Standard has faced one major challenge: refinery exemptions. When oil refiners claim they face a, quote, disproportionate economic hardship, the EPA can waive their biofuel blending obligations. During President Trump's first term, refinery exemptions jumped from 7 or 8 per year to more than 30, destroying demand for about 1.4 billion gallons of renewable fuel. Now the debate is back. Several of those previously waived gallons were never fully reallocated to other refiners, meaning the total renewable fuel volume promised under the law was never actually met. With new EPA leadership reviewing those pending refinery petitions, and with expanded demand for renewable diesel, biofuel groups say this is the moment to make things right. Clean Fuels Alliance America is leading the charge. The group argues that every gallon waived must be offset somewhere else in the system to preserve the integrity of the renewable fuel standard. Without that reallocation, soybean oil and other feedstock markets lose demand, and the entire clean fuels industry faces uncertainty. The stakes are even higher today, as clean fuel producers have invested heavily to meet new demand for low-carbon fuels. Gene Jabolis, the CEO of World Energy and a member of the Clean Fuels Alliance America, says reallocation ensures a, quote, level playing field that keeps the RFS working as intended. For farmers, that reallocation of RINs translates directly into stronger markets. USDA data shows that roughly half of all soybean oil produced in the U.S. now goes into biodiesel or renewable diesel. When RINs, the renewable identification numbers that track compliance, lose value because of waived gallons, it can ripple through the entire soybean complex, trimming margins for crushers and reducing bids at the elevator. I'll have more when we come back.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
Yes, for farmers looking to build domestic demand for commodity crops, biofuels are a major bright spot. But that's only if petroleum companies adhere to the renewable fuel standard. The question now is, will the EPA hold the line for American agriculture, or will the agency give oil producers another victory? We'll find out by the end of the year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF.
PlanSmart, and GrowSmart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We are here Monday through Saturday with our CJ Agribusiness Report. We do appreciate you tuning in. This family has been bringing news to farmers from across the Northeast for more than 40 years. It's the Ag Radionet Farm News with Tom and Tim, up next after these messages.
It's the year-end model sale at Avon Power Equipment. Now's the time to save big on mowers, zero turns, chainsaws, blowers, tractors, snowblowers, and more, featuring their top name brands like Cub Cadet, Bad Boy, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, and Spartan. Avon Power Equipment backs what they sell with a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero turns. Plus, their full-service team works on all brands and equipment. Don't miss it. Route 15 in Avon, right across from the drive-in. Follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook and save during their year-end model sale.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Experts from Penn State's College of Agricultural Sciences say that growth regulators offer trade-offs for winter wheat grown for both grain and for straw. The study suggests that applying a compound limiting plant height can benefit farmers who want dual use of the winter wheat crop. Growing winter wheat for both grain and straw production is common for poultry farms in the U.S. Mid-Atlantic region. Grain is used for feed and used for animal bedding. Grain yield is improved by spraying plants with a regulator that halts vertical growth, makes them less prone to falling over. That's a phenomenon farmers call lodging, greatly reducing grain yields. But the effect of growth regulators on straw yields and quality having been unknown. A team of researchers at Penn State conducted a study evaluating the effect of growth regulators in combination with nitrogen fertilizer applied at different rates. Researchers recently published their findings in Crop Forage and Turf Grass Management. Farmers don't want their wheat to get so high that it falls over and the grain is ruined. Many have been using plant growth regulators for a long time. But growth regulators mitigate lodging risk and improve grain yield. Farmers that look for straw, however, are afraid that it's been influencing yield and quality. A very applied project where they tested a commonly used product to determine how it might affect straw yield and straw quality. Over 2 years, researchers tested 9 combinations of 3 different fertilizers and 3 treatments, finding that it reduced plant height but didn't increase stem thickness, leading to 8% lower straw yields than with 2 applications with less amount. Findings were mixed, seeing that it might slightly reduce straw yield, but it doesn't harm straw quality or grain yield. Farmers who use it should consider the trade-off. It could help reduce lodging if that's a concern, but it cuts straw yield. If straw is a valuable product for a farm, used bedding and trade-off, it could be important. It's important that you understand the effects of these growth regulators on the entire crop and the entire yield.
Quality feed. Margins.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Farm costs, especially inputs, have been going up. And new research shows that interest expenses are at an all-time high, at least for farm machinery. Using Kansas City Federal Reserve's farm loan summary data, economists at the Ag Economic Insight measured how much it costs to borrow $1,000 for farm machinery for the first half of the year. The cost was $154 for every $1,000 borrowed. Going back to 1977, producers have never spent that much to finance $1,000 worth of farm equipment debt. In recent years, the measure was about $135. In 2024 and 2023, 2022, the expense was $100, only $79 in 2021. At first glance, this record might be surprising, as it certainly doesn't align with the 1980s when the average interest rate on farm machinery loan approached 18% back in 1981. But back then, the total interest expense for the life of the loan remained low because average durations were short, usually just 11 months. By the first half of this year, the average loan maturity, 45.3 months.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Bill Baker will join us in just a few minutes with Dairy Radio Now. Just ahead, it's Jeff Ishii with today's On the Farm Report after this quick break.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty. And you wonder, what can I do? You can support Heifer International. Heifer provides animals that produce milk and eggs and income for education, housing, and health care. Recipients pass on the gift of their animal offspring to others, bringing dignity, self-reliance, and hope. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Thanksgiving Day is getting closer and closer.
The place, the cold wasteland of your deep freeze. Sound effects extra. You're doing a dig into the bottommost depths and you discover a perfectly preserved specimen of Meligrinios gallopavo. Yes, a frozen turkey, apparently undisturbed for years. Has this ever happened to you?
Yes.
Yes, Meredith Carruthers, she's a food safety expert with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline. Indeed, she says they get a few calls this time of year from people who have unearthed ancient turkeys in their freezers, and they want to know, is this thing safe to eat?
Yes, it's definitely safe because foodborne illness bacteria don't grow in the freezer. The only thing that changes is the quality might diminish the longer that it's frozen for.
And the record length called into the hotline, 5 years in the freezer. Did they use that thing?
Yes, they called us back and told us that it was delicious, which is incredible.
Indeed. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
On the Farm Radio, we'll be back after this message.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. That's onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Mamie Month, who says, "He who throws dirt always loses ground." Thank you, Mamie, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Raines and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Raines and Sons, 591-3056.
It's another busy morning in the parlors around CJ Country. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is up right after these messages.
When it comes to silage, we're picky. That's why only products with superior tonnage, digestibility, starch, and energy characteristics qualify to make up Seed Consultants brand Super Select Silage Hybrids. These products are heavily tested and proven throughout the Eastern Corn Belt to produce more tons and more milk, backed by the agronomic knowledge of a Seed Consultants sales professional. Buy into better silage. Visit seedconsultants.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, today you have two pathogens that fascinate you, but this is from a scientific standpoint. Huh?
I don't know if farmers are going to find this stuff super interesting as I do, but to me it is just fascinating, these both of which can cause pneumonia. So the first one will be Salmonella. It is pretty common on a lot of dairies, and it seems like it's getting more common. And Salmonella is interesting. So Salmonella is a bacteria that can cause infection in the animal, and it can make animals very sick and even cause death. And some of the strains of Salmonella that infect cattle can also infect humans and make humans very sick or even a cause of death for humans. So it's nothing to mess with. Every animal, humans included, have an immune system, but part of it are called white blood cells. They move around in the blood. And you can almost think of white blood cells like a giant Pac-Man looking for bacteria. They kind of chase them down and eat them and gobble them up and destroy them. And that's how your body fights infection. And so imagine that these Pac-Men find these Salmonella and they eat them. But lo and behold, Salmonella, it actually found a way to hide in the white blood cells. And it lives in the white blood cells. So if you think about this, if the white blood cells are like, you know, police driving around in their cop cars to pick up the bad guys, Salmonella has found a way to hide and live in the cop car. There's not a more interesting defense mechanism than learning to live and hide within the very thing that is seeking to destroy you. That's what makes Salmonella so problematic. Many of these other bacteria have never come up with this mechanism, and so the white blood cells eat them and they destroy the bacteria and the animal gets better. Salmonella is quite different in the fact that it can actually hide and live and thrive within the actual white blood cell that is trying to kill it. It's fascinating as far as I'm concerned. And the fact that Salmonella has developed this over time, I think, is particularly interesting. Another thing that I think is fascinating is a different bacteria. It's called Mycoplasma. People might know it in the dairy industry for Mycoplasma mastitis in adult cows, or Mycoplasma pneumonia, typical in young calves. But Mycoplasma, nonetheless, is another type of bacteria. And it has developed some ways to make animals sick that are actually quite unique. So it's kind of a gross analogy, but and you're sick and you just cough up some phlegm. The reason that you're able to cough up phlegm is because of a thing called the mucociliary escalator, okay? And what they are is, imagine your lungs, inside your lungs, are covered with billions of tiny, tiny, tiny microscopic little hairs called cilia. And these hairs are called the escalator because they act like an escalator, say in an airport. This escalator system, these little hairs kind of beat, and they keep kind of pushing stuff out from the depths of your lungs all the way up and to the point where they get it far enough to the top of the lungs that you can actually cough it out. And imagine if we didn't have this mucociliary escalator, or calves didn't have it. Eventually, over time, I mean, you just live your life, you're going to breathe some dust. And so this mucociliary escalator is super important at getting dust and gunk out of your lungs, and also very important to prevent pathogens like pneumonia-causing bacteria. And so imagine if you're standing at the top of an escalator and you're trying to get to the bottom, but the escalator is going up, okay? That's how the mucociliary escalator works, and that makes it very hard for bacteria to cause a pneumonia infection. And mycoplasma knows that that makes it hard, so it developed a way to secrete a toxin that paralyzes the mucociliary escalator. Well, now you can just very casually walk down the escalator to the bottom, and that's what mycoplasma does. It has a hard time getting down the escalator because it's constantly pushing it back up. So it developed a way to say, fine, we'll just unplug you. And they secrete this toxin, and they paralyze the mucociliary escalator, which is a very big part of the natural defense mechanism. And then it just waltzes casually down into the lungs and sets up a ripping pneumonia in these calves. And I also think that whole concept is just fascinating, how mycoplasma over time had developed this mechanism to defeat the mucociliary escalator and paralyze it. You know, I tip my hat to mycoplasma for coming up with such a unique way to overcome that problem. So just a couple things that I think as producers are out there dealing, you know, maybe with mycoplasma pneumonia in their calves or salmonella infection in some cows or in some calves. The more we understand about how they make animals sick, the more we can better battle them. And I also just think, interesting bit of science and physiology.
Well, thank you, Ryan. We're out of time now, but that's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. If you have a question for Ryan, simply email him at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
The latest weather forecast and Tony St. James with the American Cattle Report and the Closing Market Report, all just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with today's Farm to Fork Report and Daryl Anderson. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
Juggling a career in medicine with a career in farming. Today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Teresa Long has been a farmer for 40 years and a nurse practitioner for 30 years. Somehow, she also found the time to trace her family's farming history all the way back to the mid-1600s.
And we have the opportunity, and I'm sure a lot of farmers in the country do, of knowing exactly how the land passed down over the generations.
Even families like Long's with centuries of farming history have pretty much the same challenges as anyone in farming today.
The farm itself is not going to make you a millionaire, but land rich, right, asset poor kind of thing. And that's one of the main challenges farm families face, and a high cause of their stress.
Ann says Long that means extra attention to family well-being.
You have to nurture your family. You have to grow your family as well. And taking time for those vacations is so important.
As a 15th generation farmer, Long looks back, but she also looks forward.
Understanding your weaknesses and your strengths. You know, the older generation might be not great on GPS and computerized farming and data collection, yet the younger generation will. They need to fulfill those niches, and we need to respect their ability to do so.
Tomorrow, Long's daughter shares her perspective. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Burt's Lumber and Perry is your savings place. 6 foot by 8 foot economy stockade fence, just $29.99 a panel. And Burt stocks all the PT posts, hardware, and Benjamin Moore stain to complete the project. Right now is the time to load up on locally produced Dry Creek hardwood pellets, just $3.39 a ton. How about white vinyl siding for just $99 a square? Four other colors available at a slightly higher cost. Discover these deals and more when you stop by Burt's Lumber and Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1. We're getting set to kick off another morning of today's favorites and the legends. But before that, Tony St. James updates the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. But first, let's check the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms. Producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison dip. Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to Intense Milk and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, showers mainly after 4 p.m., high near 56. Tonight, showers mainly before 10 p.m. with a low around 35. Thursday, a chance of showers before 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 42. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 39 degrees.
American Cattle News. What's happening in the beef world, especially with Argentina? More after this.
When you look at me, you might see
a person with Parkinson's disease.
But if you look closer,
you'll see
a warrior mom,
an endurance athlete,
someone with a lot of fight.
Every 9 minutes, someone is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
And every one of them can turn to the American Parkinson Disease Association.
Look closer.
My spirit is unshakable. Visit APDAParkinson.org to learn more and show your support today.
You know, we've kind of changed the timing this year a little bit compared to normal. We had record high cattle prices in the summer, and some producers got nervous that those markets wouldn't be there this fall. So for about 8 weeks from mid-July through the first week of September, we had auction volumes that were above year-ago levels. And then it flipped, and those calves were marketed early. They normally would have been marketed later. For the last 6 weeks, we've had volumes that were down on a year-over-year basis. So I think that's going to change the nature of the fall run a little bit. It won't be as big as it would have been otherwise.
Dr. Darrell Peel, Oklahoma State University livestock economist on buying beef from Argentina.
Yeah, so there were some announcements over the weekend that we might buy beef from Argentina, ostensibly to help reduce beef prices in the U.S. It won't have that impact. We buy very little beef from Argentina. They represent about 2% of our total beef imports. So it's you know, it's more of a headline kind of a statement than anything else. It really won't change things in the U.S., but it's another one of those sources that does add a lot of uncertainty and volatility to the markets. Cattle markets obviously reacted, the futures markets in particular reacted very strongly on a Friday. They were down, limit down, and then, you know, we get over it, we figure out it's probably not what it really seems, and they bounce back. But a lot of volatility and uncertainty for producers.
On the government shutdown.
Well, yeah, increasingly, the longer we go, we're not getting any updated data, so the vacuum of information becomes more and more of an issue. You know, markets try to go on. We are at least getting price reporting, but at the same time, we're not getting any fundamental data, so that becomes more of an issue as more time goes on.
American Cattle News.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4444. 411 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
Gear up for the season with great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service, including Precision Technologies, select Riemann parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine New Holland lubricants using your Productivity Plus account, and take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that set you up for success this season. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Wood Hull today to save on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Monday. Corn futures ended higher with December up 2 3/4 at 434 and a quarter. March was up 2 3/4 at 446 and 3/4. November beans up 20 to 1119 and 3/4. January up 19 to 1134 and a quarter. In Chicago, December wheat was up 9.5 to 543 and a half. March was up 9 to 557 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat December up 5.5 at 558 and a half, and March was up 4.5 at 577 and a half. In the hard red winter, December was up 7.25 to 531 and 3/4. March up 9 3/4 to 546 and a half. Cotton futures in the green today, December up 14 points to 65.68, March up 15 to 66.88, May up 12 at 68.02. Back in Chicago, December live cattle up 252.5 to 232.20, February gained 272.5, ending at 230.40, and April up 262.5 to 229.35. November feeders were up 370, ending at 342.57 and a half. January up 462.5 to 336.52 and a half. And March was up 540 at 332.52 and a half. December lean hogs lost 67.5, ending at 80.60. February down 32.5, ending at 82.20. In the class 3 milk, November off 34 at 17.05, December down 22 to $17. Crude oil ended 7 cents higher, 61.05 a barrel on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial down 226 at 47.336. The NASDAQ up 109 to 23.834. The S&P up 11 at 68.51.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.